It was Christmas Day of my 8th grade year, a day I'll never forget. It was a cloudy day, and the streets were empty. Now, Christmas Day was a day to celebrate the birth of Christ, to celebrate the relationships you had in your life, and to be with your family. However, in this instance, I found myself locked in my dad's office, next to the Fondren Library at Rice University, typing high school essays that had been too lazy to finish. Fast forward 3 years, I was not surprised to find myself in the same situation, on the same day, but only this time, they were college essays. My father's determination for excellence extended beyond academics. He strived to do the very best at any task. This was a rare competitive side that men did not know. Today, there are many things I could say about my father. I could choose to acknowledge his academic journey, starting in Uganda and ending in the States. I could talk about his love for the gospel, the ministry. I could also talk about his never-ending faith and trust of God, but none of those would encompass what he loved most in the world, my sweet mother. However, his achievements are essential to the person I am today. From a very young age, I admired my father in a very strange, particular way. Unlike most boys who looked at their father in awe, I looked at him in amusement. For some reason, I thought everything he did was funny. And after a long period of time, it began to bother him how seriously I couldn't take him. The juxtaposition of seeing him at home where he was more relaxed and seeing him as a student teacher and in the church were a bit odd for me. To see my father at home playing, wrestling, and dancing with me, and then to see him so serious, talking about profound concepts, was very peculiar. As I grew older, my relationship with my father became more and more serious and more particular. He encouraged me to strive and excel in all aspects for life. Always interested in academics, in my academics, he was curious to keep up with what I was learning. He continuously stressed the importance of a strong academic foundation, teaching me the most significant things in the world are earned, not given. With relentless perseverance, he said, and an unending faith and love, the world was mine. He was a father who cared and a father who loved. He strived to always be the best son, the best brother, the best student, the best teacher, the best pastor, the best friend, the best father. And to him, and most importantly, he strived to be the best husband he could be. With all of this being said about my dad, to me, he was the second most important person in the house. She, to this day, is the single greatest woman I've had the blessing of knowing in my life. From her contagious smile and laugh, to her compassionate heart, steadfast faith, and incredibly caring attitude towards everybody and anything, it is no surprise to me how my father fell madly in love with her about 25 years ago. She never failed to make me laugh. She was never quick to judge, and always searched for the best in everyone. At the same time, she was very strong-willed, very independent, and at times stubborn, maybe too stubborn. Before making the move to the States to join my father, my mom was the only constant in our life between my brother and I. She balanced raising us while at the same time earning a graduate master's degree in Uganda. Isaac and I have tremendous respect for our mother and what she sacrificed for us. Everything she did with the utmost passion, precision, and complete attention. From a young age, she taught my brother and me, essential values that helped define who we are today. She stressed the importance of first impression, politeness, and keeping an open mind. She believed that one should express themselves however they choose to, but she strongly disliked judgment. She taught us to minimize hypocrisy. She emphasized the gravity of sympathy and empathy to all. She always advocated for peace, and many times to my brother and I's frustration. She was a woman of incredible faith, always putting her trust entirely in God. She was relentless in prayer, always praying for our well-being, from our academics to our health to our sport games and even to our girl problems. She prayed for it all. My mom's love for kid was so evident. Her ability with kids was incredible. She understood them so well, and in turn, they brought her joy. Throughout the first months after she had Jay, she never seemed to mind waking up multiple times in the middle of the night to change diapers, get some milk. You know, I eventually thought she sincerely liked changing diapers. Just thinking about it, her precision and efficiency on the changing table was insane. Even the symmetry of her folded diaper was noteworthy. My father, who was very, very, very mediocre at changing diapers, burping the baby, and generally all aspects of baby life, but it came so easily to my mother. June 2nd, 2009, I believe, was the happiest day in my mom's life. I remember watching her and my dad holding Jay hours after the delivery. There was something new in their eyes, which for me was beautiful to see. My brother and I both took turns holding him, and I remember thinking of how odd the feeling was to hold someone who you already loved unconditionally, though you knew nothing about who they were, the person they were going to be. And thus began the journey of being an older brother. On one hand, I was used to being the youngest child, and perks around the house. Instantly, as we welcomed Jay into our family, the atmosphere in the house changed. He brought laughter, lightheartedness, and joy into the household. As my brother and I stepped into the adolescent age, which was dominated with puberty, the urge to rebel, and of course middle school drama, we were never shy to watch Jay grow from a screaming infant at 3 o'clock in the morning to the pearl of our family, who we all adored. My transition to boarding school, away from Houston and away from Jay, was harder than I like to admit. Because I did not see him every day, I began to miss him. I began to miss his smile, the glisten and excitement in his eyes as he played. I began to miss putting him to bed, watching his tantrums, and playing with him outside. I began missing hearing his unanswerable questions that never seemed to end. Questions that seemed to challenge the fundamental laws of our universe. Growing up, my parents taught us to be critical, curious, and questionable, and to think for ourselves. Likewise, Jay never seemed to be short of questions, no matter what time of day. From a young age, I could tell that Jay had inherited my dad's brilliance. He was a quick learner, and this was very evident when my brother Isaac began to teach him how to read. I was always amazed by the dramatic increases in his vocabulary and sentence structure every time I came back from break. The most recent example was during Christmas break, in which I was surprised to find he had picked up on sarcasm. Everyone who met adored him, rightly so, even if it caused my brother and I envy. His smile was unforgettable. His laugh was sure to take you out of a bad mood. And of all those 100 long and tedious hide-and-seek games we played that never seemed to get old for him, I now find myself wishing for 100 more. Never did I think I would be standing where I am, saying what I am, so soon. In all honesty, I might say, I find myself terrified. Terrified of the uncertainty that the future holds. But every time I find myself afraid, I remind myself of the certainty, the type of people my parents were, the certainty of how much they loved my brother and me. Their steadfast love of the Lord and never-ending faith comforts me. Today and always, I honor the memory of my mother, father, and brother. I celebrate the legacy they left behind, and I am grateful for the relationships they made in their lifetime. I am blessed to have been an older brother to Jay and a son to Israel and Dorcas and Basibwe. I look forward to joining them eternally, and until then, I am proud to walk in their path, to live how they lived, with strong love and faith in God.